I think when we as Bloomberg use the term micro-credential, we do mean something pretty unique and different, and maybe the best way to understand it is via an analogy, right? And so first of all, a micro-credential is 100% outcomes-based. It really isn't anything like a traditional sort of PD course or workshop. It's really not a seat time-based activity at all. And so that analogy might be that as opposed to a course, workshop, even a traditional assessment in the sense we usually think of it, it's less like that. And it might be sort of from an experience standpoint, a little bit more like the process we all went through to get our driver's license, right? And so, you know, obviously in that context, learning, you know, content consumption is obviously critical. And so, you know, I think back to my days 100 years ago going through my driver's ed class in school, you do need to consume some content. That the analogy would be sort of learning the rules of the road, right? But things get real when you get behind the wheel and actually begin to practice those skills in a real life environment, right? And so the analogy obviously is that we do bring educators through an experience where they begin to understand content and good practice, but then that content consumption is not the end of the process, it's the beginning in a micro-credential. So from there, really an educator then begins to actually go practice in their classroom, in their day job, each of these skills, one skill represented by one micro-credential, until they are ready to sort of like go through that driver's test, right? And so what they're really doing is through that practice, they're assembling a portfolio of artifacts that sort of demonstrate that they can achieve competence based on a rubric that is part of each micro-credential. And so at some point that they are practicing creating those artifacts, and those artifacts build the picture of competence. And those could be, you know, God forbid, videoing yourself in the classroom, right? Lesson plans, student work samples, those kinds of things that actually prove in practice that you've achieved competence for each of those skills.